How many of us, as we read the Passion just a few moments ago, saw something that you may not have seen before? It's having to do with Barabbas. Or did it just go by? Did it just pass? Barabbas is not this man's name. It's his surname. If you look at the white insert that you all were just following along, you'll see that Pilate gave the people a choice. He said, do you choose Jesus Barabbas, or do you choose Jesus, who they call the Christ, the Messiah? Humanity was given a choice at that very time. Now, let me explain about the surname. Do you remember the gospel account where Jesus was with the disciples at Caesarea Philippi? And Jesus came out and said, Simon Bar-Jonah, who do you say that I am? You remember that? Jesus said, who does everybody say that I am? And people came up with John the Baptist and all these other things. And then Jesus said, but who do you say that I am? He called Simon, who is Peter, Bar-Jonah. And Peter responded, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God. Bar-Jonah means son of Jonah or son of John. And Barabbas, if you know that, if you ever go to Israel, you'll hear little children calling their parents Ima for mama and Abba for daddy. Jesus will cry out, Abba, and that is daddy. It's a very close relationship. So Barabbas is son of a father, not the father, a father. Abba means father, and that, I hope, would be an aha moment for all of us. Jesus, Barabbas, is Jesus, son of humanity's father, versus Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. Humanity, all mankind, was given a choice. God or humanity? And as we read and went on to read, humanity chose itself. It chose humanity. And so God went to the cross. The Son of God was put to death in a place of humanity. He took our place. And if you don't think God has a plan, the prophets foretold even to the greatest details of what was going to take place during that week, from the procession of blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, right out of Isaiah to Jeremiah, Zechariah. I want to share with you some holy scripture from the prophet Zechariah in chapter 3, which talks about Joshua, the high priest. And you're probably wondering where I'm going with this on Palm Sunday. I'll make it clear to you. I want you to take your pew Bibles and let us turn to page 1478. It's Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. What confuses me here is Joshua, the high priest. I thought Joshua was a general that Moses put in charge, if you remember. And Joshua led the people across the Jordan River into the promised land. I want you to hear this. And let's read Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side. Now I want you to jump to verse 8. It's on the next page. Verse 8. Listen, high priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I am going to bring my servant the branch. I want you to hold on to that word branch. Hold on to it. Let's move to verse 10. In that day, you will invite your neighbor to sit under your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. You see, the name Joshua means salvation. That's the English translation. The Hebrew for Joshua is Yeshua. Does something sound familiar here? The Hebrew for Jesus is Yeshua. This is Zechariah talking about the high priest, the true and only one high priest, who stands before Almighty God, the judge, and is our advocate, versus the devil, who is the accuser. Gee, I hope that's another aha moment. Let's go back to talk about the branch. I want you to hear, I'm going to read you these words from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. You see, Jesse was David's father. Jesus is from the line of David. Now remember, Jesus, son of David, heal me, if you will, the blind man said in Luke chapter 18. Jesus also said in John 15, 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. See, God throughout history has been planting breadcrumbs, if you will, all the way through history to show us that his son, the Messiah, is coming. Even to the point of choice. There was a choice made in the Garden of Eden, wasn't there? A choice to be obedient to God or to do what humanity wanted. Wow. All the way back from the garden, the choice has been laid in front of us. A choice came into the courtyard that day. Is it going to be Jesus, the Son of Humanity, Jesus Barabbas? Or is it going to be Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God? All of us have made choices. Otherwise, why would you be here on a Sunday morning? You're here because you have chosen Jesus, the Son of God. I want to share with you more about the branch that I told you to hold on to and the vine. Jesus said he is the vine and we are the branches. Now there was Jesse's root, which came from Abraham. Jesse being David's father. We're connecting the dots here. How can we be as what Jews call goyim? How can we as Gentiles be part of that root? Have you often wondered that? Well, the Apostle Paul in Romans connected the dots for us. Chapter 11 of Romans gives us great clarity. Here's a verse in 16. If the root is holy, the branches are too. He goes on, but if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive were grafted in among them, and become a partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches are broken off, so that I might be grafted in. It's amazing, folks. It's right there before us. There's a symbol that Marilyn and I have on our keychains, and I'll hold it up. It's got the menorah on top, the Star of David coming down to the ichthys. The ichthys is a fish, the Christian fish. How many of you have an ichthys on your car? A little fish symbol. Ichthys. It's the Greek letters, if you will, the Greek letters. And it means, it's the first letter of the words of Jesus Christus Deus, Quios Soter. Translated, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. This is a very dear symbol because we are sons and daughters of Abraham, not by birth, but we are there grafted in. We've been adopted. And if any of you know about adoption, believe me, Marilyn and I do. Blessed to have two children that God put in our arms, not by biological means, but by his means. And some of you personally know about adoption. God called us. Remember, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. That's how adoption works. And what the blessing is that we, as St. Paul has said, we are grafted in to Yeshua, the root. In Hebrew, the word root is called shoresh. Now, I want to share with you again about this symbol. What's really cool about this is that it's grafted together. And this is the symbol of Romans 11:17. Grafted in. You've got the Jewish symbol of the menorah. You all know about the menorah, especially at Hanukkah. But the menorah was the lampstand in the temple and in the tabernacle, the tent before that. And then, of course, the Star of David. It's on the Jewish flag, the flag of Israel. So you've got the family of Abraham, the menorah, grafted into the family of David, and finally to the symbol of Christ or Christianity, that many people would draw part of it in the sand and another Christian would come along and finish it, and you knew that you were in safe company and you could talk about Yeshua. It all starts with the menorah and comes down from there. This symbol was found in churches and is now part of jewelry that people commemorate for being grafted in. When you talk to Marilyn today, look at her necklace. She's got the grafted in symbol. It's a dear part of our lives. If for anything else that you've taken from today, we've learned a few things. First of all, that there was a choice to be made, and that Barabbas was not who we thought he was. You know, I sort of think that he's son of a different father, and that Jesus is the son of another father, the greatest father of all. Today, hopefully, you also learned that we are grafted in and called and chosen to the family of God to be sons and daughters of Yahweh, the Father, and that each one of us have answered the call to line up behind Jesus, the Messiah, and not Jesus, Barabbas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.